if you had virgin land here and you wanted to put it under cultivation, what would you do? Or what did you do?
Oh, you plow it. Then.
First, even if you had things growing on it?
Well, of course, evidently I wasn't raised in the woods where they had to clear it. Because this prairie land, you just plowed it up, plowed that side under. Mm-hmm. Evidently you're thinking in terms of, you know, back in the woods where they'd have to clear it.
Uh-huh. Would there be undergrowth there too?
Back on the hills and all, yeah. But this type of land, that's never had a plow put to it. I can walk out there on that porch and point you out, feel it. It's never had a plow put to it. If you wanted to put it in cultivation, all you have to do is go to plowing because there's no brush, nothing but just that native blue-stem grass on it.
The soil's good and deep.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't washed. Oh, that's unusual in this state. And you plow it. What do you call the bottom in the groove that you plow? Or the groove itself?
The furrow?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we go over there and you pick up this John Deere catalog. Now we price you a 2, 3, 4, 5 for a plow or 5 bottom plow. And this man wants a 12, 14, or 16 inch furrows, whatever size. Now actually, I believe.
Oh, is that depth or is that width?
Width. I believe you'll find that your plow are listed there as a plow bottom. Either a moldboard bottom or disc bottom, whatever. But it's listed in size as to how many furrows it cuts. And then you get them 1 to 6 wide, and from 12, 14, 16 is your common plows, mostly 14s and 16s. Now you will see a few 18s. There used to be lots of 10s and 12s. Back in when they farmed with teams, why lots of people, small operations, used a 10-inch plow. You pull up a 2 little mules. If you had bigger mules, you pull a 12. Or if you had 3, you pull a 14.
Maybe scratch a bunch of dirt.
Now the, I don't mean 14 plow, 14-inch
plow.
One plow, 14-inch.
Mm-hmm.
Now that tractor you were on up there yesterday, in this type of soil around here, pulls 4 14s.
Mercy. Well, I guess it would depend on the soil itself, how deep you could cut those.
Yes. Well, that's true too. Now, you go out here in some of this upland that where they raise peanuts and plow 4 or 5 inches, it'd handle 5. But, and you go on down to Lone Dove and some of that pure gumbo down there, well, it's better off with 3.
After you plow it, then what do you do?
Use your disc and harrow until you pulverize it and get it level.
Mm-hmm. Then what do you do?
Plant it. Mm-hmm. Either depending on whether you're going to use a small grain crop and put it in with a drill, or whether you're going to use a row crop such as peanuts, cotton, corn or something with a wide space planter.
How many times can you cut on your hay meadows here?
Most native hay in this country is one crop per year. Now your alfalfa and the bottoms will go from 4 to 6 depending on the moisture during the year. And your Bermuda grass lesbifidesa meadows around here will go 1 to 2 depending on the moisture. Now most all your lesbifidesa Bermuda grass meadows that are cut were through. Since all this rain, they're good for another 930 days.
Hmm.